Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Sponsored by Toyota. It's Scotty Villa. It's Monday Night Mike, and it's UK Tom here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Fellas, how are we?
I want to be a Corolla man. Let me be a Corolla man.
Well, now my technical difficulties are out the way. I'm pretty good.
Send me a Toyota.
They should send me a Toyota, and they should lock their meetings down a bit better.
UK Tom has actually just joined Toyota as a brand new employee. So exciting times. This may be his last In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. They're getting ready to spearhead the Toyota podcast.
They should send me a paycheck.
For all your Camry needs, that's right, Toyota.
No more UK Tom. It's Toyota Tom.
Toyota Tom.
Oh, yeah. Good start. Oh,
for the listeners who are very confused, or if you work for Toyota and you're very confused.
Yeah.
I'm a moron and can't type in a Zoom number correctly to join the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
That's right.
And I just joined a meeting with Toyota. And we all looked at each other like, I don't know you.
At that point, you should have rode the wave. Like, I feel like you really should have pretended, like, gentlemen. And they'd be like, what the fuck?
Start going in on tariffs. These fucking tariffs are out of control. How are we going to sell more Toyotas in Canada? And just go off. Yeah.
Hello, Toyota.
Why is there no new Tercel on the market?
That's right. let's go retro. We're bringing back the Toyota Tercel.
That's right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Mercedes. Toyota, the everyman vehicle. The vehicle of the modern wrestling fan.
Do you like parking in alleys and getting high as fuck? You need a Toyota Tercel.
And confirmed. That's what mine was used for.
Oh, shit.
Good times.
Having a blasty blast here on the In My House pod. Absolutely. Well, people got fired from the WWE, and we're going to talk about that now.
That's right.
I bet people are about to get fucking fired from Toyota.
Damn. You know what? It sounds like all three of us have potential work in Toyota.
That's right. Right. And with my previous dealership experience, I got a foot in the door there. Fuck, I'm going to be selling Tercels like a mother trucker. So
that's it.
Yep. Yeah. I'll show you guys the way.
All right. Okay. But firings, you know.
Yes. We got the yearly WWE roster cuts, budget cuts, whatever you want to call it. It came last week during SmackDown, which it did the year before as well. And that's post-WrestleMania. This happens every year. So anybody that's surprised or shocked or upset, fucking figure it out. This happens every year. By the way, side note, I'm going to get into it already. This happens in every company on the fucking planet.
Getting
fucking pissed off and upset because fucking Riley Osborne got cut and he was the future of the business. It happens fucking everywhere. Everywhere. Every business makes cuts due to budgets. Don't give me this bullshit that TKO is a billion-dollar company and can do whatever they want. They still have a budget to maintain. And if they want new wrestlers, new employees, new stars, they've got to cut some people. It's just the fucking way it is. So calm down. Dial it back. Just enjoy pro wrestling. It's not that deep.
I didn't know this list had everybody's fave on it. Holy shit.
Right? Right? Where was this fandom the last couple of years when they were grinding it out, trying to get on NXT? Were you pumping them up then? You weren't. You weren't. You were fapping over else. Fucking Jamie Hayter's ass on AEW, but you weren't fucking pumping up Wolfgang from the fucking what's his nuts, Gallus. You weren't doing shit about Wolfgang. So figure it out.
But Wolfgang's one of my faves, man. The fuck? How dare this billion-dollar company cut Wolfgang? Oh,
the fake outrage on Twitter. It's on Twitter. Is just but you ridiculous. Love it. It's ridiculous. I mean,
you always want people to. I mean, I'm a big comment section guy. You know, I love a bad take. I live for it. I got plenty of them myself sometimes, but man, the idea is Sean Ross Sapp actually a journalist? I'm not willing to go down a rabbit hole to find out if the man's actually a journalist.
Oof, that's another topic for another day to debate because whether wrestling journalists are actual journalists.
There's another problem too. Fuck off. Call yourself enthusiast press at that point. And I hate going to articles where it's like, well, pro wrestling journalist Sean Ross Sapp. Fuck off. What do you mean? Is Meltzer one then? Do I have to call Meltzer a journalist?
I think so. Yeah.
Because I won't. So. The guy made a fanzine.
Meltzer does have some sort of journalism degree.
Does he? Do you know that?
I do, yeah. Oh,
well, then, you know what? Then use it. If you've got it, you can use it. I feel like everyone's Twitter picture should be where they went to school and what it was for.
Oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It's not like you're the one breaking stories to be like.
I'm not.
But we're going to start. You know what? If it's just that easy.
Yeah, let's start doing it.
I mean, I could have gave you this list of who was released.
Yeah.
It seemed like a no-brainer when these names were coming out. I think there's only one person I feel like they actually dropped the ball on.
There's only one that surprised me.
Okay.
Didn't surprise anybody else, but it surprised me.
Mike, let's start with you. Who surprised you?
I think Shayna Baszler should have stayed. Like, I think Shayna Baszler was probably the one with the most potential to do something really special in the Fed, and they just could never crack that.
Tom?
Shayna Baszler was also the one for me, purely because of how much Triple H loved her when he was running the Black and Gold.
Do you think there was too much
killer?
Do you think there was too much Vince booking stink on her that just they couldn't find a way to figure it out, even though it's pretty easy to figure out, in my opinion?
I think if they just had 6 weeks of her fucking killing people again on TV, she's back.
Did you not watch the Pure Fusion Collective matches? Because I'm kidding, by the way. Fuck those matches.
Like this, though?
They tried something with that little faction. It didn't work when you add a bad name to it, which I still think there's got to be some sort of mystery reason why they chose that name. It must have meant something to somebody because that's a bad, bad faction name. And they got just left, not even mid-card, like just full-blown enhancement talent. And when you've got a tag team women's division that's lacking, but they're a legitimate faction and tag team, you'd think you'd have some steam there to just let them roll through the tag team women's division and then work their way up. Now, and they've got mid-card titles now for the women, which are fantastic. You couldn't get one of those women into that program there, but yeah, Shayna Baszler, I'm predicting out of all the names that were released, she will be the biggest name on the indies out of everyone that's been released.
I want her to go to Japan and help those ladies over there learn that sort of style. And I want her to continue showing up in GCW.
It's wild. I didn't know Shayna Baszler was 44, which is fine. Like, you still got life in the tank. Like, I'm not saying you can't go. I mean, WWE didn't use you. You were on the Carlito fucking program of never having to work. So, like, you got to be fresh as a daisy getting ready for those independent dates. Other things where people were just like, ah, Braun Strowman's gone. I'm like, yeah. Spoiler alert, guys. Braun Strowman sucks.
Man, I don't know. I liked his feud with Bronson Reed. That was fun. Awesome. I liked his feud with Jacob Fatu. I enjoyed that. Obviously, that helped make Bronson and that helped make Jacob into bigger stars. But I don't.
Did it?
I think so, but I Did don't it? Think that Braun Strowman should be just this guy to help elevate at all times, because he's still a legitimate monster. He's still a huge dude that I don't think Vince used him the right way. And I was hoping that Hunter would use him in a more beast-like way, but they parted ways, and all the dirties are saying it's because of contract. Like, his contract was too big for what they were using him for.
What was that, Tom?
He can't move anymore. I can barely walk.
I read today that one of his legs is partially paralyzed.
Yeah, awesome. Like, that's not a dude. Go and work some independent dates where you just show up, sign a whole bunch of autographs, and hit a dude with a power slam and pin him. You're done.
Mm-hmm. Get that money.
But he made the mistake last time he got released. I think his asking price for independent dates was like 15 grand or something.
To what?
Wow.
You brought fucking Strowman.
Like, no. And he wondered why he
didn't like, what? What are you talking about?
Didn't get
the Hulkamania
bookings.
Running wild, brother. Like, what are you doing? Oh. Don't worry, guys. Omos still has a job with the WWE. That's right. Omos is still getting paid.
And that's the confusing thing to me. Omos hasn't been used on WWE TV in over a year. Braun Strowman had two, you know, I wouldn't say long-term stories with two different wrestlers, but Braun Strowman was in a program with Jacob Fatu leading up to WrestleMania this year. And last year on Raw, it was one of the more fun storylines, is watching Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman destroy each other for a few weeks. That led to that big moment in the parking lot, right?
I was just going to say, that splash onto the car, that was awesome.
Awesome moment. Awesome moment when you watched it live. Awesome moment when you watched the recap on YouTube the next day. Awesome moment for Monday Night Raw. But
I know people were pissed about Dakota Kai.
People are pissed about Dakota Kai. It is that.
Why?
Vocal,
Explain this to me. You thought you'd have to be a fucking talent and actually do some work on television.
She's very, very good, but she has been injured a lot. I can understand why they would cut her, despite the upside of her in-ring work.
Yeah, the injury thing seems to be the general consensus. She has been injured a lot, although this last little bit where she hasn't been on TV, she hasn't been injured, according to her. They just haven't had anything for her. If I'm being honest, I think that the women in NXT that are going to be eventually coming up, and the women that are on the main roster right now, I think everyone's outgrown Dakota Kai. That's just how I'm looking at things right now. I don't think they had a plan for her. She had a nice little run trying to get into become the new first ever women's Intercontinental Champion. That went to Lyra Valkyria, and she's doing a good job with that. We'll get into that a little bit later when we talk about Backlash, but I just think there wasn't a spot for her anymore. I think they have plans for the women that are going to be coming up from NXT. They've got plans for the women on Raw and SmackDown. Dakota Kai didn't fit into any of that. Well, you're going to get cut and go. They probably said, go make money somewhere else and go crush it somewhere else. We'll meet up later on.
Yeah, she could be a Drew McIntyre type, where she comes back and makes a fucking fortune. I don't know if that's going to happen, but
yeah, I'm betting against on that one.
But that's the thing. She.
Good luck on the indies. Good luck trying to do it.
Of all of the people released, I would say that she was the most talented.
Think so?
My bias towards Shayna Baszler makes that a little bit tricky.
That's right. I'm in that camp. I think Shayna Baszler was the one who had the most potential to be in something that mattered, to be in matches that mattered.
Yeah.
In the WWE system.
Yeah.
For me, I think Eddie Thorpe could have been a very good mid-carder and a guy that there's just a slow burn. I'm baffled by his release because he was just in the world title picture on NXT. Then he was in the North American title picture most recently on NXT, and now he's just gone. And I'm wondering what did they just not see a spot for him on the main roster that made sense either? I don't know. I enjoyed Eddie Thorpe's work quite a bit. I know he was hurt for a little bit there last year and then made a good comeback, and he had like a bit of a edge to his babyface character, maybe turning heel a little bit, but that one was a little bit of a head scratcher.
I don't watch NXT weekly anymore, so I've only seen him wrestle once when he was on one of the NXT pay-per-views, and I fell the fuck asleep. So that's how well that went.
Sorry, Eddie. A lot of people were saying that. Yeah, he's going to go back to New Japan, which I didn't know that's where he kind of maybe gained some momentum to get signed. Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. If you got that chance, go back. And if you guys haven't seen any of his work, please subscribe to New Japan World, because I'm not subscribed anymore and I'm worried about
you. Sure,
yeah, I'm
don't
sure.
Worry.
Oh, I'm sure.
Don't worry. The feds swooping in.
I do have TNA
Plus, they'll be taken care of.
I gotta cancel TNA Plus.
Jesus Christ. I'm with you on the fake outrage of a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that got me the most, though, too, is I believe it's Gigi Dolin.
Yep.
Or is it Priscilla Kelly?
Yeah.
When you're telling people you got 30 days and then like go ahead and go to Priscilla Kelly at yahoo.com, gotta be the most unprofessional fucking booking. Like, I saw that tweet and I'm like, oh, that's sad. Is that sad?
Do y'all remember her before WWE?
I'd seen clips
she was the tampon lady.
Yeah. I did not like that clip.
I did not either.
It's kind of gross.
Kinda.
Feel free to, I guess, go back to.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm with you with the fake outrage stuff, but from a different point of view, and I can say this because people can jump on me for it, but saying Shayna Baszler got released because she's part of the LGBT, blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. Fuck out of here with that.
Yeah. Anyone especially right now, right? Like hypersensitive everybody. But I don't think that's the reason. That's not even close. I think age factored in. And I think there's a lot of women coming up from NXT that have a similar skill set, unfortunately, that will be used as killers.
I think she's 44 and they're bringing up four women from NXT. Yeah. Sorry, Shayna.
Yeah.
And it sucks because like you could have done really cool shit. I do believe you could have done really cool shit if used properly.
Agreed.
I did like that the fact that some of these wrestlers clap back, and I believe it was either Dave Meltzer or Mike Johnson that had suggested that they had heard that a lot of these women wrestlers got released because they were lazy and not putting in the time at the PC. And I like that they clap back. And even some of the male wrestlers, I mentioned him before, Wolfgang, one of his friends from Gallus, one of the coffee boys, they jumped in there too and said, there's nothing lazy about this. Like, we were doing the PC drills at all times. When we weren't at the PC, we were in our own rings or at other schools training. Like, there was nothing lazy going on at the PC with any of these talents that got released. So I like that. The one thing that is interesting about the Gallus boys, big shout out to Wolfgang there, is that they
fucking as we ever saw.
Is that they helped The Rock train for his comeback last year for Mania.
That explains it, because he looked awesome.
He wasn't gassed. Everyone thought he'd be gassed, and he wasn't gassed. But it makes you wonder, like, what happened this year? Like, they knew they were going to cut the Gallus boys, so they're like, sorry, Rock, we can't get you trained up this year. Wolfgang's got a meeting overseas. Gotta get a new visa. So, you know, it's one of those things where somebody brought that up online as a theory, like as an interesting theory, like, oh man, they helped The Rock quite a bit to get in shape, and now they're out of jobs. But just an interesting take. You've got Caden Carter and Katana Chance. I don't want to see them on the indies as a tag team. I believe Caden Carter was a pretty decent indie wrestler before she got signed.
Yeah, she was. She was good.
Yeah, right. So Katana Chance, she won American Ninja Warrior. It was one of the best women's competitors ever, American Ninja Warrior. So who knows if she continues in the wrestling world. And then after that, it's kind of, Cora Jade is a bigger name from NXT that shocked and surprised some people when she was released. I think it's by the looks of her online action, she looks like she's a little bit shocked by being released as well.
The thing with, I always found Cora Jade in NXT incredibly disappointing.
She had some hype about her coming in, right?
Yeah, but that's only because I saw Elena Black in GCW, and I know what she can do. And she never did that, any of her good stuff in WWE, and she didn't always look particularly great in the ring. But Elena Black in GCW, she was fantastic.
So in GCW, she's fantastic, but because I didn't see her in GCW, was she doing death matches and hardcore, or was she just having like great matches? Because when she came into NXT, she was a cute little skateboarder. She was Avril Lavigne.
She did. It's complicated. She did. She did do some death matches, but it wasn't all what she did.
Okay.
Another person I'm looking forward to, because one of the first things they said was they're coming back to GCW for some death matches, and I'm looking forward to it because she's fucking crazy, and that is Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, I think she's gonna have a pretty good resurgence on the indies, guys.
I hope so, because she's good.
Yeah,
Shotzi fucking sucked in WWE. Like, sorry, you be as good as you want on the indies, you fucking sucked. Where the money came, you want to be a part of the Fed, here we go. Car is what did it.
In WWE, yeah, she sucked. In NXT, which I know is a stupid technicality, but in NXT, she was fun.
I agree with Tom on that, especially when she first came into NXT. I enjoyed her work. Her presence and her entrance was awesome. There was promise there. I was excited to see what she would do, whether it's getting championships or when she got called up. But I don't know if injuries kind of slowed things down. I know last year, the year before, I believe an injury really caught up to her that she had to miss a bunch of time. But initially she was a really big presence. Then she kind of fell into the background.
Like, it sucks, because if you were good enough outside of injury, like, injury is not a reason to cut someone. No. Like, if you're fucking good, you'll keep someone who's injured to know they can deliver. Like, Shotzi wasn't going to be holding a belt anytime soon, or a hand that they clearly wanted to use, even in the mid card. Like, these names make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at one of them and be like, I can't believe it.
I honestly think this is more of a testament to how stacked the women's roster is in NXT and needing to make room, plus people that they plan on bringing in when some contracts come up. I think that's what it is. I think you've got mid-card titles on the main roster now that need a roster behind it. And I think they just want fresh meat. They want fresh bodies, fresh faces. I'm sorry to Shayna Baszler, and she got cut, but Natalya is a legend when it comes to the women's division, but she's not even on TV competing for these mid-card titles. So that tells me they want fresh faces fighting for these championships right now. So it's like the men's division has been for the entirety of wrestling. You work your way up the card, and now you've got this mid-card title. You can do that for a bit, and then when time has come, you can move your way up to the world championship. So you can't have everybody on the under contract at all times on your roster competing for these things. You've got to make room for fresh faces, and that's what's happening.
You're doing a good job of drip feeding it, especially with like the ever looming Evolution pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
Like there is going to be that women's pay-per-view, that follow-up to Evolution that is going to happen this year. And I say, get all the fucking hottest talent you have in the goddamn game on that thing and put the pushing the people up to the main roster like they are. I think Asuka is going to be back for then too.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think that's going to make for a killer fucking wrestling show if you can get these names and then you say, yeah, go do it.
Right?
Do the fucking thing.
One name that, I don't know, surprised me, didn't surprise me or shock
sound like,
me.
It sounds like you're shocked.
I was surprised, I guess. I will say it was Jakara Wolfgang. Jackson. Jakara Jackson was tagging with Lash Legend for the last couple of years as part of Meta 4. They were up on the main roster doing tag team title matches. They went to, I believe they did a Saudi show as well, where they were in a tag team title match.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they did.
For like a women's tag team, they were doing it. And yes, you can easily kind of look right now and say Lash Legend was ahead on in-ring reps and maybe some talent at this point. But I thought Jakara was good in the ring. I thought she had a tremendous look and she was good on the mic, decent on the mic. I thought there was something there. I thought she was part of the ones of like that could be a fresh face, but her release as well was a little bit like, oh, really? I wasn't expecting that. But I hope she continues going because she's getting there. I think she's understanding it. So
yeah.
Yeah. Go for it. Hope you want everyone to make it, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when it's like, hey guys, AEW probably give you some money. Maybe the same situation. You get catering out of the deal, but
out of every name that's been released, which one do we see showing up in AEW first?
I think Tony tries for Shayna.
I think Dakota Kai.
I'm with Tom. Dakota Kai. I don't want Shayna to sign anywhere. I want her to be the killer queen on the indies. Go to Japan.
Yeah, make the circuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Japan for a bit, come back to do blood sports and GCW shows and just murder people.
I think that's going to happen, but I do think we see Shayna in AEW to counteract Marina Shafir.
Because of
their history.
That's a good call. It's connecting dots. I like it. I don't want a plethora of these people going to TNA. I know it's a job, but I feel like everyone just goes to TNA and they become a person for a little bit and then nothing. So
I think Jakara Jackson will go to TNA.
I'd be good with that. I'd be good with that.
There's not everyone. Jakara Jackson's fine to go to TNA.
That's the thing. That's the thing that came out. Like when this list was released, it's like, I want to see all these people in TNA. I'm like, man, no, you can't do that.
I mean, man, no, that's basically the Fed.
Yeah, right. Everyone's gonna be walking with Elias for Christ's sake.
Oh man.
There's not a person on that list that I'd be unhappy about if they did a shot for GCW.
I mean,
sure.
Any of them.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
I hope Wolfgang works everywhere.
All kidding aside about Strowman not being able to move. Braun Strowman versus Joey Janela would be entertaining as hell.
I agree. I'd come to your place and watch that.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun match.
I mean, I'm always willing to watch GCW for a Randy the Ram moment. I'm signed up for everyone. Fingers crossed. Like, here we go.
If you haven't seen that clip of Sabu from WrestleMania.
From multiple angles now. Yep, watched it just limp.
It was fucking close to a Randy the Ram moment.
I mean, you're almost fading to black there.
We should make our picks for Backlash before the show.
There's only the four matches like officially announced, right?
I think it's five now.
Is it five?
I think so, yeah.
What do we got here? Women's IC.
Yeah.
Fatal 4-Way for US.
Yeah.
Cena Orton.
Yeah.
Dominic Pat. And Penn. Oh, Pat. Dominic and Penn and Pat. Yeah and Gunther. Yeah, terrible. Just remembered that Pat McAfee is wrestling fucking Gunther on a WWE PLE.
I gotta admit. I'm coming around on that match. I'm starting to get a little bit excited. I don't know if it's just because it's this weekend. but
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm starting.
What
to
about this says bit. Backlash from WrestleMania? Like, what about this whole fucking card says it's backlash from WrestleMania? None of it.
Don't apply logic, you fucking prick. Don't you dare. This is pro wrestling. We don't do logic in pro wrestling.
Are you serious? If we listen back to how many fucking episodes, you're now going to give me the logic talk? Fuck you.
You're banned.
Fuck you. Remember when this used to be WrestleMania's backlash?
Oh, I hated that.
Oh, man. Fuck you, Vince. You
when the story's made, you know, kind of, you know what? Hate the old man for what he wanted, but you carried out some shit from WrestleMania, at least. This is Scotty hates the idea of Randy Orton versus John Cena being on Backlash.
Yeah, I'm not gonna enjoy that match. It's going to suck. It's going to be bad. You're gonna get
so you got winning this match.
And it's
John Cena's
suck.
Gonna win.
I think Cena's gonna win too. I think Cena has to win here.
We're all going on a limb on this one, fellas.
Yeah, Cena's the champion until SummerSlam.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that yet, but
we'll get another champion day. Until SummerSlam.
Let's go Gunther versus Pat McAfee.
By murder. By full-on, vicious, bloody murder. Gunther fucking beats Pat McAfee off WWE broadcasting forever.
Well, when does the football season start?
He's got some time yet. Well, he won't be gone until June or July.
Unless he wants some time at home with his kids.
Oh, he gets time. The guy works Monday.
I know. Well, when's the Pat McAfee show? Isn't that
well, that's in
day?
His hometown. Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. And he
maybe
just
he wants some non-travel time with his little kid before he has to travel for the football. For
college football. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point.
Maybe he's going to get killed and off TV as of Saturday.
Yeah. Murder him, Gunther. Just over the top, vicious murder.
And then bring back Corey Graves to sit beside Michael Cole so we can have the best duo in wrestling again.
How about we have Michael Cole and Booker T again?
I'm banned. You're throwing out fucking Booker T on fucking commentary? Get fucked. Jesus.
You know what? It may bring me back. Yeah, exactly. It may bring me back to Monday nights.
Dominic versus Penta. This one is the only one on the card that I'm not sure about.
I'm going Dominic.
I'm also going Dom Shenanigans, I think. I don't know where.
See, I'm torn because I'm thinking Penta with Shenanigans with the Judgment Day costing Dom.
It's got to happen at some point.
Fuck it. I'm going Penta.
Whoa.
Fuck it.
I'm going Dom. Dom's got to keep that thing. They know he's got to keep that thing.
I never win anyway, so fuck it.
Fucking losers mentality right there. Holy shit.
Talking like Finn
Back
Balor
to your Toyota sudden. Meeting, you bitch. This is a spicy show today.
let's go women's IC title. Is it going to be Becky's Lyra Valkyrie retaining or Becky winning?
Becky's winning, and I'm unhappy about it.
Same.
I agree. And then we're going to get Becky versus Bayley is the way I'm going.
I mean, it's a match that's better built for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch Becky Lynch beat anybody.
So, no, I don't want to watch Becky Lynch at all. I'm not a Becky Lynch fan. She's in the John Cena category for me. Nothing about her is entertaining or has any value to my entertainment at all. So
I hate her promos where she's like between
so
every word.
Promo she does, every promo she
yeah.
does. Yeah.
I hate it. Make her a Paul Heyman girl so I don't have to listen to her cut a fucking promo.
No, make her released. Go away again.
That was Charlotte Flair for me.
Yeah.
I'm right with Charlotte. Her and Tiffy are fine apparently. Don't worry about it, guys. Does it work?
US title.
Monday Night Mike with the inside scoop. I'm going Jacob. Reporter. Jacob Fatu is retaining for sure.
Jacob Fatu.
Yes, they're not stupid. You don't take that off of him. No. And if they do,
match of the night though.
Listen, hey, man,
match of the night.
Yeah, I mean, Drew McIntyre is a. I mean, Drew McIntyre and Jacob. I want to see. Wolfgang.
I'm all gas.
But I
because I'm fat.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much, man.
I just wish he didn't do it.
There is a level of Jey Uso there that I am just. It worries me.
Hey guys, we're heading to Moose Jaw next week for some local live pro wrestling.
That's right.
For the debut of Reaper Wrestling, tickets on sale at reaperwrestling.com.
Some big names showing up.
Yeah, the list has got quite long now. We got Frankie Kazarian.
The In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, fellas.
We'll be there. Front row. Also, a liquor license is showing up. So that's good.
Oh, breaking news
not
here on
for
the
any
pod.
Of us on the podcast.
That's right. Scott, can you put in that Kill Switch Engage song that everyone loves to see CM Punk so much to end this out? And I'll just go, my only drug is wrestling.
Oh, God.
Fucking awful.
Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast for Monday Night Mike, UK Tom. Don't forget to go get your tickets for Reaper Wrestling. It's next Friday in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.